What is the cúspide de padres de familia and why was it created?
The conference, it used to be called 6 years ago, Latino Parent Summit. And if you translate summit, well, in Spanish, it has several translations. So that's why I took the word cúspide. But it's a conference that has been really developed by the parents. We have parents volunteers helping us in organizing. They choose the topics. The parents that we ask them, they choose the topics. And also, way at the beginning, the parents design how they wanted the sessions. They say, we want 20 minutes of presentation and the rest time for us to ask questions. It has been amazing.
You know, it is important. Why? Because parents come here, they trust their kids to the system, and they want to make sure that they can be the best parents ever and that the kids can really take advantage of everything that the school have to offer. How many people have you served during these last years?
When we were doing it in person, we had the first conference, we had like 75 people. For us, it was like, yay! And then the next year, it was like 125, and then it went up to 150. For us, every time that we add, you know, few numbers, was a success. And then when the pandemic came, that was talking about total unknown territory. We didn't know what was going to happen. And I don't lie to you when I tell you that every single one of the sessions have from 80 to 85 parents, to the point that when the techno savvy guy that was helping us with the conference, he called me and he said, Tere, you have almost 100 people and that's all you have is space. And I said, well, 85. And it was a total success. So that's for us in Zoom, 80 in 85 in every session is.
Teresa, that really shows the need of our community to have this information. This service is so crucial. I'm speaking with Teresa Garcia from El Paso Movement. We are talking about Cúspide de Padres. It's a conference that has been going on in Spanish for the parents that have kids in the districts. And you are explaining to me right now that all these conferences are always, the topics are chosen by the parents. So they request the topics that they want to hear from,
yes,
and you address them. Yes. Please tell me which organizations are collaborating with you guys and what are the main topics that you're bringing in this conference?
We have mental health is with us. The Latino Chamber of Commerce is with us. We have SPAN, the Blue Sky. We have the Colorado State Whitebearing Coalition explaining the new laws. So organizations that have always been so wonderful. They don't charge us. We don't charge anything to the parents. And these organizations come and they send somebody that speaks Spanish, that knows the community, that is a Latino or Latina, and that really knows how to communicate and how to listen, how to respond and be respectful. That's the main thing. We have SPAN and Blue Sky talking about the emotional support that parents need to give to students when we have to talk about sex, when we have to talk about what is happening to the child, how can we recognize if a child is being abused instead of feeling like, oh my God, it's like, okay, get your act together. Pull yourself together and then do the right thing. They tell you how. I love the moms always want to know, how can I be stronger? How can I show the strength I have in me? How can I show that I utilize it to better for my community? It's amazing, amazing. And then all the way to, hey, I want to buy a house. How can I get out of, debt? This is so horrible. How can I go to school? I'm a mom with three kids, but I have a brain thirsty for knowledge. How can I go back to college? And the other one is, the new laws I was saying, we have laws that just passed, but if people don't know that laws are for them to be successful, what's the point of having new laws? So this conference is going to give you that information. And again, we have organizations and agencies that have come. And we have, this is the first year, allow me to show off, El Paso has two presentations with parents. the parents are doing the presentations, because these parents wanted to know about nutrition, and these parents are studying about nutrition. So they are going to present El Paso Vos Longman. These parents wants to know about bullying and what to do and what not to do and how to defend their kids. And guess what? El Paso Vos Boulder is working on it, and it has a lot of information, and they already have it. They are ready. So El Paso not just gives this opportunity for everybody. Now our own parents are presenting to parents.
I'm speaking with Teresa Garcia, coming from you, a former teacher, knowing exactly what our kids go through. It is genius. This conference has shown already a lot of participation.
As a teacher, I realize the parents need to know. The more we inform our parents of what is it that they need to know, in the way they have the strategies of how to move, how to create this good environment for their kiddos so they can move forward. The information, they have the brain, they have the intelligence, they have the smart. Our job is to give them information so they can move on. It's the urgency that exists, because we have a lot of little kiddos out there. And those kiddos are going to be the doctors and the lawyers, and they're going to be the judges, they're going to be the policemen. We have to create a good community.
And these kids are the future. Just like you're saying, these kids are the bilingual, bicultural future of Colorado. If you go to school right now, you go in and half are bilingual, bicultural, Latinx kids. We are present in the schools, and we are growing, and we are thriving. The last question is, you as a teacher, you as a mother, and you as a community member, what are the main challenges our parents, especially those that speak Spanish, have faced due to COVID-19 pandemic?
Challenges is a faulty information, and they are having a hard time figuring out which is the faulty information. That's why I'm so glad that they asked for a COVID information at the conference. But it's not just that. It's also the fact that the health of many of our immigrant parents wasn't so good to begin with. And all of a sudden, we saw a bunch of parents getting sick. Thank goodness many of them made it, but then many also suffered loss. So the anguish of trying to figure out, should I get the vaccine? What if I get the, you know, whatever social media came out with? We have to follow science. I'm a teacher, I'll always be a teacher. And I know this much about science, but one thing I know is that they have their act together. And if they told us, okay, this vaccine works, yes. And I have the vaccine, a bunch of people have the vaccine and they are fine. So this little bit of information gives me the peace that I'm doing the best for everyone, but especially for the kids. If you don't want to vaccinate yourself, that's fine, that's your freedom. But what is going to happen is that that those who have the vaccine is spreading this horrible thing to the children. And the children have no vaccine, because not they don't want to, it's because they don't have the vaccine yet. But that's your responsibility. So when people say, oh, that's not my problem, yes, it is your problem, because you live in a community. You are part of it. You're a social animal like the rest of us. So you live here, unless you go to under a cave or under a rock, okay, that's your issue. But you can't. You live here, so vaccinate, because there are kids and they depend on us. So there's no excuse. And this thing about, oh, God is going to take care of me. Yeah, he also gave you a brain to do the right thing. And he said, help yourself so I can help you. So do it. Don't go around saying that, yeah, God will take care of you once you take care of yourself. And right now, we need to come and united, and we need to take care of our kids, period. There's no other way around it.
Teresa Garcia, Executive Director of El Paso Movement, speaking with KGNU Community Radio, Rosanna Longo-Better, your bilingual equity reporter today, not only about the details of this conference called La Cúspide de Padres de Familia, done in Spanish for our community, for our parents that have kids in the school district, but also we have been talking about the issues that our community face because of language barriers, cultural barriers, and the misinformation not only that is coming to us via social media, but also the lack of knowledge in how to live in this country, how to be effective parents, and how to take advantage of those new laws that we have and the right to occupy these spaces for the well-being of our kids and for the well-being of the whole community. This has been a pleasure. I'm pretty sure you're going to have a full conference packed again, and I hope that this time, Teresa, you have enough bandwidth to incorporate as many parents as you have signing in.